Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio family. Welcome, Love Johnny. Welcome, each and every one of you. I am excited today. We have a powerful and amazing guest speaker. Wow. You know, what a life. I'm going to start off with a little music, you know. You see James just got on. Good morning, James. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, love.
Yes, yes. Good morning, love. That's what we're going to play, too. Good morning, love, by John Legend.
Good morning.
Good morning, love.
It's my favorite love song. I've waited all night long. Before you get into the shower, before you worry about your hair, baby, give me one more hour. I want you to stay right there. I don't want to lose a moment. I don't want to miss a kiss. If I could plan the perfect day, love, then I would start it just like this. Good morning. Good morning, love. It's my favorite love song. I've waited all night long for morning. Good morning, love. Before we start the day, dear, I'm whispering in your ear. Good morning. Baby, how can I convince you? I'll make it so you can't resist. Whatever else you have to do now, it can't be half as good as this. I'll chase you underneath the sheets, love, and I won't let you get away. Today won't be complete, love, unless we get a chance to say good morning. Good morning, love. It's my favorite song. I've waited all night long for morning. Good morning, love. Before we start the day, dear, I'm whispering in your ear. Good morning. Open your eyes. Your skin is so warm inside. Baby, it's so sweet when you're next to me. Someday I'll remind so each morning will be. Good morning. I wish my forever. Let's get lost together. I wish my forever. Hey, yeah. Was morning.
Wow, wow, wow. I I get up every morning and I look in the mirror and I say, good morning, love. I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. And you are what the world's been waiting for. The world is waiting to experience your greatness, Janine. Put your greatness away. Good morning, love. All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. That is one of my absolute favorite songs because I sing it to myself every morning. And so I wanted to share it with the world today to say good morning, love. It was John Legend. Good morning, family. We're going to get ready and turn within. Recognizing that there is only one power, one presence in this whole entire universe. And on this line, we recognize that power as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that it is not a spot that God is not. As we take in breath, breathing in through our nose, holding it to the point of vibration, releasing through our mouth, and remembering to breathe into the heart and hold it to the count of eight. Remember to breathe into the heart. Let's get out of our head and move into our heart today. Good morning, love. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. Let's breathe. And release. Let's take in another breath. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. Release. And last time, don't forget to breathe, family, breathe. And release. And let's breathe into our heart. Let's move from our head and into our heart space and open our heart and give ourselves permission to be open to the Most High, the Creator, the Ascended Masters, the Angels, our whole spiritual committee. Let's open ourselves and remove that veil and give yourself permission for your heart to open as we pray. And as I come for the transcending power, the beloved I am God, beloved I am presence, divine Mother, Father, God, as I pray in this right now moment, I ask that the words of my mouth come, Holy Spirit, and the meditation of my heart come, Holy Spirit, will be so absolutely acceptable. As I remove every human created ego, come, Holy Spirit. As I remove every human created thought, and as I come empty, Holy Spirit, allowing you to fill my presence with the light. And as I come as the light, as I come as my ascended master self, as I come in my higher presence to speak these words, I ask you to empty me, Holy Spirit. Creating me a clean heart. Renew the right mind in me as I speak each one of these words, that these words will not be my words, but they will be my higher self words. That they will come from the presence of the I am power in me in this right now moment. That I will speak your words and speak to your heart, to your people's hearts, to each one of our hearts, God. That I will transform their thoughts in this right now moment, that our thoughts will be your thoughts. That our only desire will be to think the thoughts of our higher self, come, Holy Spirit. That our only desire will be to think the thoughts of our higher presence, come, Holy Spirit. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and anoint us right now, God. Oh, come as I come as my God is presence, to speak this prayer. I give thanks, Holy Spirit. Because I'm just one grateful somebody giving you thanks right now, God. Oh, thank you for this opportunity to be in this right now moment, God. thanking you for this opportunity to be used as a vessel in this. Right now, I'm going to come, Holy Spirit, as I open myself and avail myself to you in this right now moment, as I am the light. Come, Holy Spirit, and anoint us this morning as you open up your doors, your windows, your gates, your heaven. Pour out a blessing upon us that it won't be room enough to receive it. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, somebody came this morning with a mind to be blessed, God. Somebody came this morning with a mind to manifest. I thank you for the opportunity to be the best manifester on this side of the planet. Come, Holy Spirit. Learning and opening our minds to the tools, like Reverend Ike say, I use my tools on myself. That's why I know they work. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and you can't lose with the stuff I use because I use my spiritual tools. Don, Reverend Ike. Come on, Holy Spirit, do your stuff this morning as you anoint this line, God. Thanking you for the opportunity to come together. I ask you to bless each and every one, and everyone under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking you for an anointing today. I'm asking you for a supernatural explosive blessings, God. I'm asking you to thrust us into our place of blessing, accelerate us into our place of growth this morning, God. Oh, I'm asking for a blessing because you said in your word, we have not because we ask not, God. Well, I come before you thanking you for the victory of the blessings that are bestowed upon us right now, God. I thank you for an Ephesians 3:20 blessing. Oh, because your word said you will bless us abundantly more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine. Come, Holy Spirit, and thrust us into that place of blessing. Accelerate our expanded consciousness this morning into the growth of understanding more than enough this morning, God. That we were created more than enough. We were created in abundance. And in abundance we shall remain, God. I'm asking for specific blessings today. I'm asking you to bring light where there's no light, God. I'm asking you to bring peace where there's no peace, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to bring rest where there's no rest as we speak to our financial sustenance, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, that you will bring forth profuse winds of abundance over our financial blessings. Come, Holy Spirit, that you will bring forth divine love mates. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, that there will be a restored relationships. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and do your stuff this morning. I'm just forever grateful for all the blessings. Somebody need a healing today, God, that you will speak, that they will speak and come forth in a healing to be revealed. Because you said there's really nothing to be healed, only you to be revealed. Speak those cells today, God, and bring forth a healing. Come, Holy Spirit. Bring forth a healing, God, and bring forth your angel, Raphael, to heal the areas that need to be healed right now, God, that you will remove any thoughts that's not true about the power of our unlimited abundance in every area of our life. We give thanks, God. Oh, we just give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks. And I want to just send a special blessing around our guest speaker today, thanking you for her, Michaela's gift to the planet. Thank you for her ability to share her gift with the world. Thank you for all that she is and all that she will ever do, God. I'm asking you to bless her, bless her mind, bless her thoughts, and bless her hands, that everything she touched will turn to platinum gold. That you will touch her today and anoint her feet, that everywhere she treaded her feet shall be upon holy ground. That she will be so blessed that even the blessed will recognize that she is blessed, Holy Spirit, and that you will let the world come to know her today, God. I'm asking for a special anointing around her today, God, that you will send her in places of blessing, that the blessings won't even get there till Michaela get there. Come, Holy Spirit, and anoint her this morning with your love, God. Bathe her in your love, and I'm asking for these blessings upon each and every person under the sound of my voice, even those that will come to the recorded line, God. I'm asking for you not only to bless us, but that our prayers today will not only bless each and every person, but that bless our seeds, God, that it will bless our seeds, even the seeds that we won't physically be on the planet to see, that our work today, as we stand before our ancestors and honor them in service to our descendants, that everything we do will be a blessing even to our descendants long before we have gone off the planet, that we will even bless our descendants that we won't even physically see on the planet. We give thanks today for this opportunity. We give thanks for one mind. We give thanks for this collective consciousness in this collective energy. Amen, and so it is. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Archangels. Good morning, ascended pastors, and good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the universe. Good morning to all the energy, all the land, the soil. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to the gods and goddesses on the line. Good morning to my co-host, Mr. James Gilmore. I'll turn it over to you. I guess he says not today, he won't.
I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was just mesmerized and in a trance from that anointed prayer. So, and I was muted. So we have a wonderful guest, Michaela from Montchester. She's been on the Love Journey once last year during the week with the Ascended Masters. And she says that the topic today, manifesting, is one of her favorite topics. So, Michaela, if you can start, sit yourself and join the Love Journey family.
Okay, here I am.
Okay, if you could speak a little louder, that'll be great. It's a good morning to you, and great to have you on the show again.
To be here, and what a wonderful, wonderful invocation.
I was in a trance. I was in a trance, Michaela. I was like,
amazing. Yeah. Completely beautiful.
Yeah, I was saying to myself, maybe we can just all say amen and go back to sleep or get ready for work or whatever we're going to do after a prayer like that.
Oh, yes. And it really reinforces what we were saying earlier about the power of the spoken word and how it's so important to speak what we desire. That's part of manifesting.
Yes, yes. So listen, tell us a little bit about yourself. Some of the listeners went on that show 4 or 5 months ago. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and we're going to jump right into what you have to share with us about manifesting.
Okay. Let me know if I'm not talking loud enough.
You're talking perfect right now.
Okay, good. Well, I started my spiritual journey in 1984. You could say I started it as a child because I was always longing to be closer to God, but I didn't really achieve my goals until I started working with the Ascended Masters and the teachers that were brought to me, and that was in 1984. And I went into a very intensive time because my prior training had been completely as an academic, and I was very on the mental side. And I ended up going to a school in Berkeley called Heart Song, which opened up the intuitive side for me, and I was so thrilled to finally know that I was going to be connecting with the God force that I had been longing for my entire life. Well, I studied healing primarily and clairvoyance, and I was in this school program for a year to develop these skills, and then shortly after I graduated from the program, the Ascended Masters actually came to me and started working with me directly. And I'd like to tell you that they showed up in my room and I could see them perfectly, but that isn't what happened. I used to read about people who had that experience, and I was extremely jealous at the time. But it sounded like something so awesome. I couldn't believe there could be anything better than that. But in fact, the masters have their ways, and very rarely have seen the manifestation directly of the masters or the angels. But what they've given me as a gift is the ability to see God in other people and to see the overlighting presence for other people. And that's been a miracle I never anticipated. That was and is a very glorious presence. My primary work has been healing and bringing forth the teachings of the Ascended Masters. I've written several books, and including one for children called Gift of the Leprechaun, which was designed to teach children how to work with the basic tools of energy and how to really communicate with God and to a knowledge of things that are what we consider invisible to the usual person. But I found that even though I intended that that book be for children, the adult readers are loving it also because it has the basic tools in it on how one goes about basic foundation energy tools. So one of my desires when I first started on the path was to learn how to manifest and to learn how to be aligned with the will of God. And part of my process was to get rid of all my money so that I wouldn't have money as an easy way to go somewhere or do something. If it, in the divine flow, I wasn't going anywhere. So it was a bit of a struggle, but I did learn a lot of tools in the process, and I fortunately I'm working on the other end of the scale now in learning how to work with money as a gift from God and to use it completely with great ethics. I was talking to my daughter just yesterday, and she told me that her husband is being offered some work. There's several people who are offering him work. He's just finished his internship and residency as a doctor, and he's about to actually lift them to a whole new plane of finances. And she's really been meditating on this, and she says, we have to be stewards. We have to be ethical stewards of the gifts that we're being given. And I think that's so very true. So anyway, I've been a teacher and a healer, and I especially work with people who want to connect with their divinity, with their God self. So I don't know if there's something more you want me to add to all that.
You know, I wanted to ask you a question. When you first started, and just so you know, if you can speak a little louder, when you went to the Heart Center, what was the difference before and after? Was it because you started to get more into your heart, and what did that feel like?
Well, it was a very interesting phenomenon in Berkeley. At the time, there were a number of schools that were teaching these kinds of skills, and I checked out four or five of them, and most of them were very mental, and I decided that I wanted the one that was coming from the heart. I decided I had enough mental stuff in my life, and the main thing that happened for me was in my very first class, it was as though I had stuck my finger into a light socket. And the energy that poured into me was so extraordinary. I knew that I finally had found the teachings that I had been looking for my whole life, and that this was the way that Jesus had healed. At least that's what I believed at the time. I have a little bit more understanding of how he healed. He healed in multiple ways. I just knew that this was my path and that I had been avoiding it for half my life, or all of my life to that point. And this was my whole purpose for being on the planet. And I was just totally enthralled with everything I was doing. The teachings were primarily about guided visualization work and working directly with energy. And every week, every class, there were these profound breakthroughs for everybody in terms of healing the deepest issues. It was just the most amazing experience for me. And I just thought, wow, why would anybody want to be in psychotherapy when you can be doing it, you know, 500 times faster? And it was mind-boggling. I can't even begin to describe the joy. And my friend that was taking classes with me said it was like talking to me was like talking to somebody who had been on some kind of drug, because I was in these ecstatic experiences so frequently. Well, they weren't always ecstatic. Sometimes it was pretty frightening, but I had to deal with some deep stuff, and it was wasn't always simple, but it was always extraordinary. And I just was blessed constantly, day after day. And then when I started working with the masters, it just expanded and expanded. That's quite the journey.
So, Michaela, can you give us an example of what it felt like to come from an analytical place and get from your heart space? I remember, and I'll give you an example for me. When I first started really getting into my heart, sometimes tears would just come in my eyes. I would feel this warmth inside my body. It was just so experimental. I was really feeling the presence. Did that happen for you? And if so, let's talk about it.
I think that the biggest example of that for me was a friend of mine was doing a group that I was participating in called Conclave of the Mother. And Mother Mary, we were focusing on Mother Mary one particular afternoon. And every single person in the group, and there were like 30 or 40 or 50 people in the room, had fallen down on the floor sobbing their hearts out, because the energies were so beautiful. We started seeing one of those prayers that we think, I was raised Catholic, and there were a lot of prayers to Mother Mary, but on the 1st of May, there was special celebrations, and we were singing those prayers, and that was what started everything. People just burst into tears. I mean, we couldn't even stand up. It was so amazing, just exquisite. We learned special exercises to work with unconditional love. All of our work was based on working with unconditional love. And it was just mind-boggling to watch what happened.
This is James. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you mentioned that most of your life you have been resisting, you know, being in your heart and resisting your path. So why were you resisting, and what shifted where you gave up resisting to get into a different space in your life?
Well, it wasn't that I was resisting being in my heart. I didn't. I was raised Catholic, and working with these kind of esoteric tools was like the big no-no. So to me, I had to go past all this programming that I could not engage in these activities. And when I did was when I really began to feel the presence of God and to understand the extraordinary gifts that were there to be received and to be shared. But it was really programming. It wasn't. And I guess you could say it was fear, but, I mean, the Catholic Church has thousands of years of programming of things you're not supposed to do. And my mother was very strict that way, too. She had some experiences in her childhood that made her kind of fearful, I think. So it was just a test, another test.
Well, I like what you said about the programming and the conditioning. And unfortunately, and I'm sure it fits in on some level, the programming that a lot of people get from traditional religion, from the educational system, from parents and other folks unintentionally, is like that's one of the major things we have to overcome in really getting on a path of our own divinity, acknowledging it. And even in the area of prosperity and abundance, there's so much conditioning around being prosperous. And if you're wealthy, it's going to interfere with your relationship with God. It's going to be harder for you to get to heaven if you're wealthy. So unless Janine have any more questions about your background, I would love for us to get into what you want to share with us about the fundamentals of manifesting, what's necessary to go from a poverty consciousness to a manifesting consciousness. And I think yesterday on the call with Janine and I, you mentioned something about a clearing process, a simple clearing process. We definitely want to save time for that.
Okay, great. Janine, was there anything more you wanted to ask before I talk about that?
The next question I was going to ask was similar. I was just going to ask, did you think love was the key to manifesting? So, but you can go with however you want to start with manifesting, because that was going to be my next question. Was love and being in your heart the key to manifesting? That was what my question was going to be.
That's such a great question. And I think love is the key. Love is the magnetic power of the universe. Love is the attractive energy of the universe, so absolutely. That wasn't what I was going to say, however, but thank you for bringing it to mind. One of the things that I've studied, a lot of the teachers who work with the power of the spoken word, Norman Vincent Peale, and all the ones who've come, Florence Scovelshin, all those who've so powerfully taught through their books in the beginning phases of this expansion on Earth, is gratitude. But as you so clearly said, love really is the foundation energy for all of these things. But if you really look at people who've worked with manifesting, you'll see, I mean, many fundamentalist groups, when they pray for what they want, they make sure that they give gratitude as though it's already there. And that's very powerful. But one of my favorite first steps in manifesting is intention. Years ago, I came across a book by a well-known psychologist, and he had studied all these famous healers and people who could lay hands on people and, you know, cure amazing diseases or raise people from the dead even. And anyway, he studied all these people, and he did a very standard research thing. He interrogated each person, asked, how do you do it? What do you do? What's the same? What's different? And he found they only had one thing in common. That one thing they had in common was their intention to heal the person or to offer that opportunity to them. And that made a big impact on me, how important intention was. And I have found that when you set your intention clearly for the highest good for all concerned, and then be specific about what you're intending, that works. I mean, I've seen amazing things happen. A man one day in a coffee shop, and he said, oh, I'm so glad you came in. I've been wanting to talk to you. I need to talk to you for about an hour. I've got some big issues. I said, well, I can only give you 5 minutes because I'm leaving town in 5 minutes. And he said, oh, no, I said, well, we'll just have to intend that we can do everything we need to do in 5 minutes. And we did. So I've just seen almost miraculous things happen through intention. So that's really where you have to start with your thought, your intention. But the next step I think is incredibly important is grounding. And to me, grounding is an energetic thing that I do. And you can imagine a golden light at the top of your head, down your spinal column, that flows from the base of your spine all the way into the center of the earth. That's one way of grounding. Another way people ground is through imagining roots growing right from their feet into the earth, like a tree would ground and be rooted. But the essence of grounding is being deeply connected with the earth and feeling present, being really present in your physical body. And a number of people are actually afraid to be in their body they've had experiences that make it feel unsafe, or maybe other lifetimes they don't feel safe on Earth. And that is huge, because if you're not present, what you've been manifesting can walk right in front of you and you will not see it. And so you've manifested it, but you didn't grab it when it walked by.
Wow.
So that's a huge one, really. I've seen people, especially teenagers, tend to can get pretty emotional and dramatic over things aren't going their way, and they can't, they're so hysterical over the subject that there's no way that they can have what they want because they can't be still long enough to receive it. So being grounded is huge. And I've assisted people to be grounded and they burst into tears. And when that first started happening, I was really frightened that I was doing something wrong. But they didn't want to be in their body because there was so much sadness. They had dealt with some of their feelings. But if you want to manifest, you really have to deal with your stuff and you have to be present. And that's where love really makes a huge difference, because when you feel that you're loved, you can deal with that stuff. When you can surround yourself and your inner child self with love and receive a great feeling of things from your past, then that is so powerful. And really, that kind of deep cleansing healing is the most precious gift you can receive.
That is the most precious gift. That is, yes.
So I'm going to invite everybody, since we've invoked the Holy Spirit to guide our talk here, I'm going to invite everybody to just imagine that you're sitting in a beautiful garden and that the presence of God comes to sit with you, and that you may experience that as Jesus or Buddha or Mother Mary or some other divine being that you feel great affinity for. And just allow a part of yourself that has ever been wounded or hurt or sad or frightened, let that presence hold you and comfort you and rearrange the whole circumstance that was so painful, so that you see divine intervention and healing, and allow the pain and the fear to be released from your body and take it away to be transmuted completely. And imagine a golden sun that comes in through the top of your head and moves all the way down into your heart. It radiates golden light throughout your heart and fills your whole body. It's a magnet for drawing to you that which is good and that which is perfect for you at this time, to meet your needs and to bring you closer and closer into the presence of God. And we invite each of you to ask the angels to open your hearts and your minds to your next level of receiving all the good that God desires for you to receive. Imagine that you are surrounded in every direction by good things being drawn to you. It is only our doubt and our fears that keep it from coming to us. So we ask the angels to let all of that. And my healing cat is here with us, and she is helping too. So if you have a companion animal, you know the amount of love that they pour forth to you every day. So allow that to be received. It's one of God's conduits for us to receive love through our pet loving animals. We have around us a field of energy that is a boundary. It's called the ring past knot. And it allows us to experience life in a particular way at a particular frequency. And different people have different boundaries. We can ask right now that when it's time for you, and if now is the time, that's great. And imagine there's a door in front of you, a door that when it's time for it to open, allows you to step beyond the boundaries you've known and to move to the next level of being. So before we step through the doorway, it's wise to ask the angels to help you to release everything that cannot move through that doorway, which serves you. Every limitation or lack or false belief or even just a limiting belief that was okay in the old ways but in the new ways will not stand. So we just ask the angels to assist you to release all that. And we use an energy of color that has to do with the transmutation of all negativity. And the color is violet. And you can imagine there's a pillar of violet. The angels are releasing all that you're not needing any further into this violet flame. And now you can imagine yourself going to this doorway, and if the door is not open yet, you can open the door and step through that doorway. More light through that doorway, more love, and greater wisdom will be accessible to you than you've ever been able to understand before. And as you step through that doorway into that greater light, you might feel it within every cell in your body as it's raising your frequency, raising your vibration, there are burning within you. As your body adjusts in terms of physics, this is called a quantum leap. As the electrons leap to the next level. But in spirituality, we call it an initiation, taking you to your next level of being. And when you're here, you might imagine guides or angels that serve God, that serve your highest good, being there to greet you, to welcome you, and to lead you further, bringing in your spiritual life, in your psychological life, in your social life, in your health, and your financial, your family life. Call for your prospering on all levels. Because God created good for each one. Grow and expand. understand. And it's love that allows you to take these steps. It's love that grows within you as you take greater measure. We are each created uniquely, and each one of us has an incredible gift to offer. And as you expand your heart and your mind, there's even, well, I know we thought we were going to get to that place a little bit later in our presentation, but it's where we went right away. Because the invocations from the beginning were so amazing and so strong that we were able to talk so much. Janine, perhaps, or James, perhaps one of you has.
I have just said perhaps. I couldn't understand and make out everything.
Say that again.
You, say what you said a little louder, Makayla.
Oh, I just said, if either of you have some insight or question or...
okay, so you want to open up for questions, that's what you're saying?
Questions and comments.
Yes, that would be great.
Right, before we do the questions, yeah, I did have a couple insights when... You were sharing about the feeling of love. What I got is that all the great teachers, when they talk about the feeling, what they're asking you to really do is your love nature or that quality of love in ourselves.
Yes, that's true, James.
Yeah, and then when she mentioned about intention, the revelation that came to me, you know, we are, advocating on the love journey that we're divine beings and not just human beings. We're divine beings having a human experience. And the intention, when it's authentic, we are tapping into and activating and utilizing our divine nature, which is also our divine, innate divine powers. So that's why intention is, authentic intention is so powerful.
Absolutely. I like to say that if we align with divine will, then what we want and what God wants must surely come to pass. But if what we want is not what God wants, then you can make it happen, but you're not going to necessarily be very happy about the consequences of it. So.
I wanted to talk about that. I hear people say intentions. What is the difference between an intending and allowing? What is the difference between allowing and intending?
Allowing is very open-ended. You're not intending anything in particular. You're just letting whatever happens, happen. And sometimes intention is important. Because it's kind of like sending your thought down a particular path,
mm-hmm.
and then the path can open. And something I just saw recently, which unfortunately I didn't exactly memorize, but the concept is that When you have an intention, the universe rearranges itself to fulfill your intention. If you're very open-ended, which is allowing, that's a different kind of a blessing. And you know, sometimes an intention is useful, and sometimes just being completely open to whatever happens is useful. I'll give you an example of allowing. I tend to be pretty allowing. So I was visiting my brother up in Montana last year, and my sister-in-law is a very lovely person, and she was wanting to know what I wanted for dinner. And I said, well, gee, whatever you want to make will be wonderful. And she said, well, what do you want? So we're going back and forth, very allowing, but we weren't getting anywhere for dinner. So sometimes intention takes you where you need to go. And sometimes allowing brings awesome gifts that you didn't even know to ask for. So I don't think, they're not identical in my mind, but they both bring blessings.
What comes to me about attention, this is James, is that we are creative beings, and you know, art is automatically creative because we're creative beings and we're creators. So we create through our intention. We are directing the universal energy which is flowing through us through our intention. And without the intention, other than, you know, the energy keeping us alive, we haven't given direction to it. And what allowing points to me is once we've intended something and we've given instructions to the universe through our intention, then allowing occurs to me more like detachment. We're not demanding. We are in the divine flow. We are not dictating to the universe how to bring that intention to us. We're allowing the universe in its infinite wisdom to bring us that particular thing in its particular way for the best and highest good of all concerned. So the intention comes first, and then the allowing, along with detachment, creates an avenue of channels by which the universe has unlimited channels to bring it to us.
What occurred to me is allowing is not being indecisive, but allowing is being the love, being the money, being the prosperity.
I like that that beingness that you're bringing up, Janine. Most of the time when people talk about allowing, they're like, you know, not like whatever, but, you know, whatever the universe brings is okay, but then the universe has not gotten specific instructions of what it is you want, and you've been a creator. The universe is like, we're here to cooperate with you in creating and manifesting your intentions. So if you haven't given us instructions, we're just waiting until you give us instructions.
Right. Mm-hmm. I see that.
Now, when people say from a very level of consciousness, thy will be done, feel thy will be done in relationship to an intention. You know, it's like, you know, I told the universe, I desire to have a divine mate who's ideal for me. And I didn't specify what race, I didn't specify the age, and I just trusted that the universe, in honoring my request that this person be ideal for me, it would handle the details. And, of course, I was very pleased with the person who showed up recently from China. And I had no clue the person was going to come from China and they were going to be a Chinese, but I didn't tell the universe, let them be from Sacramento, let them be from California, let them be, you know, 5'5". Let them, you know, I didn't get into that specifics because I really didn't have a clue from my human point of view what the ideal person would be for me. So I was in a state of allowing the universe in its wisdom to bring me what it knew my ideal to be.
But which was very different than at first, because I remember having a conversation. And I remember saying to you, James, be open to what the universe has for you. Remember, you was like, I was like, well, why don't you just open yourself to who your divine love mate that's already out there for you?
Exactly. Yes, that was great. And then I accepted the wisdom of what you said, and as okay, I'm going to allow the universe to bring me what it knows to be the ideal person for me.
Yeah.
And of course, I had the most remarkable experience of my entire life, you know, with the man-woman scenario with the female. It was just, I'm still in awe of the experience, and as the experience unfolds, I'm in awe.
Well, I had the privilege of meeting her the other day, and she's quite lovely.
She is. I talked to her. She is lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
So I think this thing about attending, I think that we've been so programmed about, really asking and being worthy and deserving and just being selling for whatever life brings you, whatever God want to give you, and don't ask for too much and don't be selfish, that we really don't fully utilize the power of intention, which is, expressing, God desire to express through us, and God desire to enjoy along with us that which we are expressing, that which we're being, that which we're creating. And I believe that our conditioning has sabotaged our full utilization of the power of intention, which is, God has given us free will. Why give us free will and then don't allow us to experience it and express that free will?
I like growing up in a church. I grew up in a metaphysical church. Dr. Johnny Coleman used to tell us that desire was God tapping at our heart, saying, I want to express more of myself to you. It was God tapping at our heart, saying that I want to express more of myself through you. So I really always thought of my desires as God expressing through me, whether it's a desire for a lovemate, desire for more financial blessings, desire for whatever. It was just God expressing more of itself through me.
That's beautiful.
That is very beautiful, yes.
Well, if we say we're one with God, excuse me, Michaela, if we say we're one with God and God is one with us, then what you say fits into that paradigm perfectly, Janine.
Well, the one thing that I wanted to say about intention and allowing, the one thing that I think that we've been taught so much to pray to a God instead of praying as God. If we are God, then the words that come out of my mouth are the God words of myself. You know what I'm saying? So praying as God and praying to God is two different things. So when you being intentional or allowing is allowing your God self to come forth in whatever it is that you ask. So as you pray as God. You don't pray to God. You pray as God. And when you praying is not for God. Praying is to raise the elevation of your own consciousness.
Right. Well,
so I think
okay. Years ago, I came across this lovely quote from Sai Baba. He said, he was talking about the concept of duality, which is what you're describing versus oneness. And he said, well, in the beginning, might experience God as so distant or so far away, they don't even know if he even exists.
Mm-hmm.
And as you evolve in consciousness and in spirit, you draw closer to God. God still seems separate from you, above you or far away, but you at least have a relationship. And as you continue to evolve, you come to the point where God feels like God is right with you. God is right next to you. But you're still separate.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a point where you're not separate anymore. You're within the allness, but you're still smaller than the allness. And he says that's qualified non-dualism. It means, it's almost there, but not quite. Well, there's a point at which there is no difference in your consciousness, in your knowingness
mm-hmm.
between
mm-hmm.
you and God. So it's evolutionary process in your spiritual progression.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure we've got plenty of examples of people who are in those different stages.
Yes, Janine, can we open up the floor for questions and comments from the audience and the Blog Talk audience?
Anybody want to get a question? Star 6 on Love Journey Teleconference. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, just remember to push 1 and we will recognize you in the queue. Good morning, family. Open up the line. You are on the Love Journey, and we are here with Michaela, James Gitmore, and myself, Janine, the Love Goddess. And we're talking about manifest. Are you a manifester? Let's open up the line and let's talk about it this morning.
Good morning, Love Journey. Good morning, Michaela. Good morning, Brother James and Janine. Thank you so much for the powerful conversation. This is Chastity Wells in Atlanta, Georgia. I just really just wanted to chime in and just say this was a wonderful conversation this morning, just listening to it, us talking about raising our vibration. James, I thank you for your transparency and just talking about allowing yourself to be open so you were able to manifest the love of your life, just because that resonated on so many different levels as far as what Michaela's been talking about. Then you brought that in, and then Janine topped everything off, just us talking about us being one with God. So as I have that desire, that's truly a form of God wanting to express that through me. So this morning, it's just been a blessing. I just want to thank you all for just being open and just sharing your information and your experiences as we all become more enlightened and growing. So thank you.
Thank you, Chastity.
Thank you very much. Lovely.
Good morning, Chastity, from all the way from Georgia. Good morning, girl. My goddess sister. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that comment.
It was an honor. It was definitely a great conversation.
All right. Any more questions, comments, or concerns? Open up the
line.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
This is Deborah.
Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. It is just really nice to be alive. Actually, that's what came out, so that's what I'm saying. Manifesting is, I think it's largely on the minds of most. I mean, I don't want to say all, but I know that we all desire something, and it's all about attracting and manifesting your heart's desires. I was in meditation this morning, and whenever the tears come, I know God has given me something special. And they just flowed and flowed and flowed, and because I clearly my heart was wanting to know what's my unique gift as a coach, a consultant, what's my unique gift on the planet? What's my niche? And what came to me was not so much what I want to share is what God gave me about my gift, but we set the intention and we have the desire, and I know some of my teaching, even beyond the traditional church and the I grew up Pentecostal, even beyond that, when I started to really get on the spiritual path and new thought, there was a lot of this teaching that you just intend. And then you basically wait. And I don't know that that was the intention, the teaching, but even The Secret, the movie, people started to feel like, I think it was this message that, let me intend, and I'll just wait. Excuse me. Now, there's some value in being patient, but I'm learning in my own life that there are a lot of other things that go into the mix, and one basic thing is, now that I've set my intention, God, what would you have me do? What would you have me do and be? How do I need to show up so that this can happen for me? So when James, I remember you being on several calls and how you've been doing the work, the inner work, that's doing, that's making something happen so that you can be available for the woman to come. So I just wanted to add that because I know that a lot of times, and I think, and here's what came to me in meditation. I talked to a potential client yesterday, and one of the things that we talked about is we're wanting to we wanting something from someone else to accept us, approve of us, validate us, as one of my mentors says, to crown us. And we have to give ourselves those things. So at the root of everything I'm saying is there's this feeling of unworthiness and this fear that, you know, this low self-esteem that keeps coming up for me. So I see that that is at the root of us not receiving sometimes, because very often we don't feel worthy, we don't feel deserving, and so we wait and we don't take action. And the lack of action to me is evidence that you're really not feeling like you are worthy. And I notice for myself, and I can, it's like Reverend Ike says, it's like I can tell you because this stuff is working for me, as I grow my self-esteem, as I get clear that I am worthy, as I know it and feel it, I am acting in a way that's in concert with that. I'm putting out more. I'm showing up more. And in doing that, the world responds. But if I'm in hiding, if I'm not showing up, if I'm not feeling worthy, even if I show up someplace but I feel unworthy, I will repel what I say I want. So I wanted to add that because I think, you know, I know for me, it took me years for me to like, wait a minute, okay, I got these intentions. And beautiful things do happen with just intentions. But there are some other things that I have noticed that when I do them, oh, my God, now I've taken it to a whole new level of manifestation.
DeBoard, I think you're making a very, very powerful point. You know, the whole thing about this divine journey that we're on is, you know, we're co-creators and we're partners with the divine. So, you know, from being one with God and God being one with us, from that flows the understanding that we're co-creators with God, we're partners with God. So in a partnership, it's not one person do all the work, another person sit and drink pina coladas. You know,
right.
It's like, yeah. It's like there's a flow of action, support action between the partners. There's different roles that the partners play. There's different participation that they're engaged in and as a co-creation. And I think we just, some of the conditioning is, well, God, if it's your will, let me have this or let this happen. And the co-creator, co-creation with God gets left out. And I think some of it is conditioning. Some of it is human laziness. And some of it is, like you say, not feeling one deserve it. So therefore, Father, if it's your will, let me have this. If it's not your will, then I'll just bear with that. So you point out a very, very powerful distinction about our role in the matter of manifesting, plus how are we going to learn to be creators and co-creators with God and exercise our divinity if God does everything. What do we learn?
So let's talk about the word co-create. If we just said that we're one with God, are we God and we're creating or are we co-creating? Let's talk about what is the work that we have to do. You know, when I think about work that I thought I used to have to do, you know, I used to think, oh, I got to get out here, I got to do this and do this. And really, since I've learned to really learn to love me, honor me, cherish me, I attract it. You can really sit on the side and drink on my side and attract your magnetize your good to you. For real, I'm telling you, since I've been in this space of really understanding my God self, you don't have to do all the work that you think. The word says, I'll give you a house you didn't build. I'll give you land that you didn't even toil. I'll give you a grapevine that you didn't even have to dig to make. I'm telling you, it's a whole different game. I'm just telling you, it's a whole different ballgame when you get in the space of understanding your God, God itself. You don't have to do all that work. I'm telling you, you don't. You set it forth and it will come to you. That's how cold it is. I'm just telling you.
Janine, can I ask you a question?
Yes. No, before you ask a question, this is a favorite conversation Janine and I have. And I love what she's saying. One of the things that is not that you're not aware of it, Janine, But what you got to that point by years, decades of doing inner work and raising your consciousness and your vibration.
Exactly.
So just who you're being attracts that to you. And for those who have not done the work, for them to hear what you're saying and said, oh, Janine just said I can just blah, 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 drink a pina colada and things are just going to show up in my world. Well, you've done decades of work to get your consciousness and vibration raised to where your magnetism, your love vibration that you have from yourself, the universe is ready to shower you with gifts of love and appreciation because you are appreciated and loving yourself. And those who haven't done that work, they're going to be sitting and they're going to be sorely disappointed.
No, they're not. Let me tell you this, because the most powerful success, I say secret because that's just the buzzword, but there's no secrets in the universe. The real powerful secret to manifest is Matthew 6:31. It says in there, seek ye the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and I will draw all things unto you. I'm telling you, when you seek yourself, because I sat in the middle of the bed and asked, where is God? I done did all this stuff. I done paid my tithes. I do, and I praise you, and I pray. And with all this, and God said, well, who is God? Who is God? I said, I'm God. God said, yes. See, when I created myself, I took myself and made you, Janine. I made Deborah. I am you. So when God created, it took itself and said, here, go forth, Michaela, you God, Goddess. Go forth, James, you God, Goddess. Go forth, Deborah, you God, Goddess. You are. So I took all of myself and placed it inside of you. So when you seek me, meaning you, meaning understanding your oneness, your consciousness expands so bright that you can't do nothing but attract and magnetize all of your good because you got out your way.
I hear you saying the same thing, Janine, because you just said go forth. You also said you did the inner work, and that's what we are saying.
I'm not saying we're just saying something different.
It seemed like, okay, because I think for me it really is the inner work. The inner work is knowing you're worthy. The inner work is knowing that you're one with God. The inner work. But as I do, and I speak for me only, as I do the inner work, I cannot help but shine forth. As I do the inner work, I cannot help but give. As I do the inner work, God wants to express more through me, and I allow that to happen. And in doing so, that is a part of what, that's what attracts people to me. That's what attracts the gifts, the money, the opportunity to me, and that is the work to be done. It's in me. And so I think we're saying the same thing. But if I wasn't doing the work, I know I'm in a different place this year than I was last year when I was woe is me. When I was
so the boy. The point wasn't that I was saying there's something different. The point was, what is the work? I was just sharing with the family, what is the work? See, I said, if you remember, I said I used to think the work was me getting out hustle. Oh, because I thought I was the coldest hustler out there, baby. Everything I touched turned to gold. But I was working outside of myself. That's what my point was. It wasn't to debate that it was different than yours.
Oh, okay.
It was
to
be more clear, to bring more clarity to what the work is. And the work is Matthew 6:31, to me, my opinion, is to understand that seek ye the kingdom of God, which is within.
Got it. I got it. I just want people to... I know for me, I was in the dark about it a long time, I suffered as a result of that, and I see other people in the dark about it, so, and I see sometimes when people are, as we are discussing, saying, "Okay, God, it's your will," and then just sit back and watch some television, and I'm like, "Okay, well, I used to do that, not necessarily with my not big television, but videos or whatever it was." And I wasn't cultivating this light and this power and this presence and this beauty and this knowing that, oh, my God, I get to, you know, I am worthy. I am God. I am co-creating with God. I am good enough. I am ready. And that is the work, and we are in agreement.
And I so let me give an example. So I have one of my clients, one of my not clients, she wasn't a client at the time. She's on this call, and she was calling me one day, and she was in, oh, she was, didn't have a dime, she didn't have nothing to eat, and da, 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 da. And she said, I need to go sell this, and I need to go do this, and I got to, I said, no, you need to be still. Just be still and go inside. And I walked her through some processes. She called me an hour later and said, wow, do you know I just received X amount of dollars? She didn't have to physically do anything. All she did was went inside and went to the store, which is the oil well.
Well,
first thing you got to do is go inside. No, it's all the 100%. Every time you are ever in a process, the first thing to do is be still and go into the oil well, like Reverend Ike says, because the oil well is inside of us. And everything we will ever need, want, or require in our life is inside. So you be still. And then once you direct it to do whatever to do, then there's action. But first we must ask, let there be light. Show me the way. Because when we take, we can, the most powerful work we can ever do is in the unseen.
Yeah, and then you follow what you're instructed to do.
But sometimes you're not instructed to do anything. Somebody walked up to the door and said, hey, here's a da-da-da-da-da. And she didn't do anything.
But that's following the instructions. Do nothing. That's still following.
So that's what I'm saying. I just want to be clear for the audience to understand. Is the first step to always take for manifesting is to go within. The oil well is within. The abundance is within. So many times we've been taught to physically have to hustle, hustle, hustle. And that's we were meant to live in the Garden of Eden. I know you don't really understand that. I know a lot of y'all don't get it. But I promise you, you were meant to be in the Garden of Eden. You were meant for that. You were meant to have abundance. You were meant to have the love of your life. You were born to have all your divine life the way you wanted to be. I promise you, with everything in my heart, soul, and mind, you were. Okay, Esther, I know you got a question. Come on, and Deborah, tell us about what you got going on after Esther's question. Today, no hustle. Can't be quiet with no hustle.
Okay, you
go. I just wanted to chime in. I think this is an awesome, awesome conversation. I appreciate it so much. And thank you, Michaela, for your presence. Thank you, Mr. James Gilmore, and Lady Love, as always. I love you. And, you know, this is a process. It's all a process, and even discovering more and more about oneself, because we're creating constantly, whether we realize it or not. You know, for myself, from my experience, you know, I manifested many things that I've desired in life, and I've also manifested many things that I did not desire. So it's a matter of understanding. And so absolutely, I agree with you, Deborah, you know, knowing more of self, the same thing that Janine is saying and that we're all saying. I had a question for you, Michaela. When you were sharing your experience from the beginning, you had mentioned that you created a situation where you went from not having any finances and understanding, you know, that process. And then you created the finances that you wish to have in your experience. What did you do? How did you tap into your subconscious? Because I truly believe, being that the subconscious mind is the mind that's always in motion, you know, the majority of the time, we're creating from the subconscious state of living. So my question to you, did you utilize any tools? How did you tap into changing your subconscious thinking so that you could recreate the abundance of wealth in your experience?
Well, I latched on to something that someone said, because there were a lot of people here in Mount Shasta who were living a fairly low-income lifestyle, shall we say. But this gentleman said, well, I believe I've mastered poverty. Now I intend to master wealth.
Woo!
I like that.
That's my, I love it. I love it. Michaela said it, so I'll go think again. She is mastering wealth.
Yes.
And what did you do to make that, you know, your reality?
I just affirmed it and allowed it. But one of the things that I wanted to say to several people is that we didn't really talk about the fact that you also need to listen to the inner voice that is not, it's saying all your distorted thinking. Like if you want a new car, and then if you listen, you'll hear a dozen reasons why you can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very worthwhile exercise to just write all those reasons down on one side of a piece of paper, and on the other side, rewrite your script that you're telling yourself all the time, mm-hmm. subconsciously. And it's a very powerful thing when you're rewriting your script to start your sentences with the words, I am the name of God. So when you say I am and you follow it with a sentence, you are calling your God presence to create what you say next. So once I tell people that, I say, and now that you know that, you have to be more careful what you say.
Sure.
But it's very powerful to pay attention to what you've been saying to yourself and to rewrite your script. Because these are old programs that we know. And think of yourself as, well, in some ways, we're a divine computer. And some of those old programs are definitely need to be updated.
Mm-hmm.
So, Michaela, let's talk about consciousness. What does that really mean? And how, people still feeling like they've got to do a physical hustle. When you develop your consciousness, that's when you really magnetize. Let's talk about that.
Okay, so...
Hold on. Before you start, Esther, were you complete? I apologize.
No, that's fine. I mean, my main thing is getting into that subconscious thinking, into the cellular, transformation. Because a lot of this also were programmed even prior to even coming physically onto the planet. From our mother was experienced while we were in the womb. So it's on a cellular level. So even becoming aware, I've been on this journey, of personal development for quite some time as well, and then now I'm seeing a lot of stuff showing up, which I'm so thankful for, because I get the opportunity to work on it, and correct it. How did you connect with getting through that subconscious cellular belief structure, that is so embedded, within
the
culture?
Well, believe me, I did a lot of work. I went to basically a psychic school for a year, which gave me tools. The beginning of the tools I was using. And we did a process, and I've studied a number of different healing modalities, including one called alchemical hypnotherapy, which also worked a great deal with guided visualization work. But one of the things I learned is that, let's say you had some traumatic thing happen to you in childhood, you can actually go back to that memory and rewrite your script. You can bring Jesus, for example, into some terrible traumatic thing and have him redo it. And when your memory has that experience, that's what it remembers. They remember Jesus coming in and intervening and correcting things. And anyway, we did enormous amounts of clearing work when I was in school, and then afterwards I had my own healing center for a long time, and a number of people that I've worked with for many years, and we just worked all the time. All the time. But basically, once I started working with the Ascended Masters, they started taking me on this journey of initiation and ascension. And remember, we talked about the ring pass knot, creating a field of limitation around you. Well, the work that allows you to be ready to go to that next level is love, basically. Mm-hmm. The more you are extending love, you'll reach a point where you feel like you need more. You need to have more to share. Mm-hmm. And that's the point at which you're ready to take that next step. A lot of people have the experience of feeling like, is this all there is? You know, I was like, I'm so bored with where I'm at right now, and my life is not having any meaning anymore. It used to be exciting, and now it's not. That's a sign that you're ready to move to the next level. Mm-hmm. And you can use that, the imagery of a doorway, and you can ask, whatever divine being you most resonate with, Jesus or Mother Mary or Buddha, to assist you, walk through that doorway, release all that no longer serves you, ask the angels to remove it completely from your field, and as you step through that doorway, you'll be completely filled with new levels of light, and that takes you to new levels of consciousness. It opens you to new levels of being that you were limited before, and you chose that limitation, have certain kinds of experiences, and when you're done with it, you can move to the next level, and it's what we're doing as a planet. We are stepping the frequency of the entire planet to a new level, and you can see as you look around the world that there are things we have to let go of. The way we treat the planet, the way we treat one another, the way we treat the animals, all these things are kind of limited consciousness that we could live with in the third dimension, but as we're moving into the fifth dimension, they just can't, they're not making the transition, and we just have to make different choices.
We're becoming one with the all, and I'm feeling that more and more every day. So would you say, Michaela, you fell in love with where you were at the moment, and then that enabled you to continue to move forward?
That's a nice question, but that wasn't what I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, it's a lovely thought, and it might have worked. But no, what I was doing a lot of healing work. So for me, it was being able to give more love, more healing to people. There was this one experience I had where Mother Teresa had a heart attack and she was in the hospital. And I think she was, I remember her as being in San Francisco, but maybe that wasn't the case. But anyway, I was sending her healing and it wasn't enough. I mean, obviously she was this incredible divine being. And I said, well, I just want to give her some of my life force energy because she needs it more than I do. And I really depleted myself, which is not something I recommend to people, frankly. That is not what you're supposed to do. But it was a sign that I needed to have access to more love. And that's what I'm talking about. When you know you need more energy, more power, more something, because you want to serve at a greater level. That's what is part of your preparation to go to the next level.
Okay. So that enabled you to manifest what it is that you felt that you were not lacking at the time, which
right.
was
Well, basically,
answer.
These initiatives.
So before you keep moving on,
Michaela.
Before you move on, we got 28 minutes. I want to make sure everybody knows who you are, how to contact you, because we're running out of time on Blog Talk Radio. Who are you, how they can contact you.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
I am a channel and a messenger for the Ascended Masters, and I am a person whose spiritual path has taken me through many stages, working as an energy healer and a teacher, and I've authored several books. My website is M Cordeo, C-O-R-D-E-O.
Okay, can you say it a little bit louder? M Cordeo, and that's all I heard.
Oh, .4t.com. I also just started a new company here in Mount Shasta, called the Mount Shasta Authors Guild, working collectively to share the spiritual teachings with many of the authors of Mount Shasta. And we're actually expanding it now to include really awesome authors.
What's that website again, Michaela?
My website is M Cordeo, M-C-O-R-D-E-O. and then period 4T, number 4, letter T, .com.
And what's your number for people to reach you in case they want to have private sessions with you?
928-301-8705.
So when you say M. Cordeo, that's C-O-R-D-E-O?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And, I've worked as a healer and a reader for about 30 years now, and I can respond to on a lot of levels, but mostly my favorite in moving to their next step in their God awareness. But I don't know how many of you have done readings and things for people, but most people want to know about money and love. And I can deal with that too.
May I, Janine?
May you what?
No, I just wanted to close out. I just wanted to thank you, Michaela. And from what you can feel, do you have any direction? I'm becoming closer and closer and in alignment with my God self. Is there any message that you may feel at this time that you'd like to share with me or...
Yes. For whatever reason, my particular path was to take a lot of initiation from the bottom up. And I remember at one point I felt that I had this God experience and I was done. And like a week later, my guide told me that we were taking another initiation. And I said, well, when do you get to God? And the answer was, there's no limit to love. Buddha, not the ascended masters, nobody's done yet. There's no limit to how we can expand in our God self and our God self.
So it gets better and better and better.
It gets better and better.
Thank you. Thank you again. Namaste.
So one of the things that I think that Esther was asking Michaela is she's done a lot of work up to this point. What could you recommend that she could utilize to go to the next level in her growth and unfoldment and her divinity and her manifesting ability?
Feel into the Tao. The Tao is the flow of the universe.
Just a little louder, Michaela.
Okay, so the Tao is basically... The way, that's how it's translated, but it's the flow of the universe. It's the flow of all of our choices, all of our intentions. And not all of our choices and our intentions are so clear. So on the very outer edges of this flow, it's very chaotic. It's like a whirlwind. But if you move yourself, like Janine was saying, go into your heart, go into the stillness. If you go to the very stillness at the center of the flow of life, of all our choices and all our actions, you go to the place of perfect peace. From there, you manifest. You don't have to manifest anything. Actually, everything you need is coming to you. And you can just allow it to come. And to me, my journey has been for many years to be in that place of peace, to live in that place, and allow that perfect flow to happen. And I have met people who, in their own way, in their own journey, are pretty remarkable in that. Tell me they walk down the street, they meet the person they need to meet, the job they need that day is a sign in the window that's their job. The house they need to rent is there. You know, three people come up and say you need to go. That, to me, is the place that is an ideal, to be in that perfect flow with divine will, with divine action, tapping effortlessly without, in Hindu teachings, they say this is karmaless karma. That means when you act, there is no reaction from the universe. You do not create any karma from your acting. So every action that you take, the universe unfolds before you effortlessly and joyfully. So you might want to think about that.
Thank you, and thank you, James. Namaste.
It's kept me busy for a while, I can tell you. Just holding that thought and that to be in that place of perfection more and more.
All right, Michaela, thank you so much for showing up today. Any last words that you want to leave the audience with today?
Several times, you've said it over and over, love yourself. And I think Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. And in my
mm-hmm. book,
Jesus says, be the love that you wish to see in the world.
I like that. Be the love you want to see in the world. I like that. I like that. Be the love. Michaela, we really appreciate you. James, any last words you want to share with the audience?
Yeah. This whole thing that Michaela just said and that you say all the time, Janine, I really see it as two sides of the same coin or saying the same thing in different ways. Michaela talked about being in the perfection, of going within, being in that divine flow, being in your heart, connecting with the stillness and manifesting from there. I think that really takes manifesting to a level of mastery, practicing being in our heart, practicing being in the stillness, practice feeling our oneness with the divine, practice feeling that we are divine. So as we connect with that feeling of oneness, we connect with that energy of the heart, we are just being, we're being that which gives rise to manifestation. So that's what I want to say in conclusion.
All right. Thank you, James. Thank you, Michaela.
Thank you.
You want to reach Michaela? Can you tell them how to reach you, Michaela?
Yes, you can. My email is mcordeo, C-O-R-D-E-O, @gmail.com. And my phone number is 928-301-8705. So, wow, this has been awesome, sharing and co-creating with you all.
Thank you, Michaela.
All right. Thank you, Michaela. Thank you, James. Thank you, radio audience. Again, we didn't get out She Struts Radio tonight, Thursday, March 10th, 5:30 Central, 718-766-4468. That's tonight with Deborah M. Ricks. And it's going to be talking about being seen. You can't have a quiet hustle. Wow. 718-766-4468. You're going to listen to G-Stress Radio tonight with Deborah M. Ricks. I want to remind you tonight that before we move on, I want to remind you tomorrow is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe with my girl all the way from Georgia, Chastity Wells, and we're going to be talking about the seed, talking about purpose, happiness, and living life on purpose. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. Bring a friend and hear us have this powerful, riveting conversation. The word says your gift will make room for you. And, you know, it's so interesting because we don't get all this stuff. We hear it, but we don't really understand it. And a lot of it is like love because it's so unseen. You can't really tell people about it until they experience it. But when you're living on purpose and you're living in your divine alignment, prosperity means, Latin root means to be in a flow. And that's what happens when you're in your purpose. You know,
It just all starts to show up. Everything starts to come together. The molecules move out your way when you move in, when you're in alignment. And I just love it. So I'm excited to have this powerful conversation, reading the book The Sea by John Gordon. And so we're going to be having this powerful conversation on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe with my girl Chastity Wells. Yes, yes, yes. All right. I just want to remind you today that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is to give back to God. Remember to choose love, because love really is the only choice, I promise you. Oh, you know, sometimes, I just want to say this, sometimes you just wish you could just really put in people what it is, you know, how they really do it, you know, when you're still seeing them kind of closed off or not really getting it. You really just want people to get it. But one thing Holy Spirit told me, people only can eat when they're ready to, when they're hungry. And when they ain't hungry, they won't eat. So you just got to wait and allow people to move into their space with their own time. And so, but that's what love does. You know, sometimes you just want people to really get it. Come on, y'all not getting it. So love is really the only choice in this world, I promise you. The more you love yourself, the more you honor the gift as you, the more you really operate in your God, Goddess energy, recognizing that you're not made in the image. You are the image and likeness of God. You are the image. And everything that you ever need, want, or require is already there, right there within you. Like Reverend Knight said, seek that oil well, because it's right there within you. Have fun doing it. I tell you, life can be so amazing, but you get to choose it. It's your choice. Let's do it. Let's have fun. Dream your God-sized dreams and live them. Not just dream them, but live them and have fun doing it. I see you tomorrow on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Invite a friend, and remember, I'm going to leave you with the words of Albert Einstein. I desire to only think the thoughts of God. I desire to only think the thoughts of God. Have a good day. Go forth and be prosperous today. Allow the angels to go before you and make your day ease, elegance, and grace. I'll see you in the morning. Talk to you later. Have a great, wonderful, amazing day. James, I love you. I love you. Michaela, I love you. Esther, I love you. Deborah, I love you. Oh, my family, I love y'all. See you in the morning.
Love you, Doc. Thank you so much.
Your conference recording has stopped.